cold stuff hurts.
All in other words. Yes, one, unconsiderable effect.
Talked on the subject, you still have to give and take a Q&A.
but you don't have the thing of catching the president out on a limb somewhere, or the totally irresponsible type of question that's no, sure, no factor. You would have to say no comment. If it comes to know that the president becomes a comment, so it's follow-up on that. I'm getting close to that. I'm not too sure that this kind of brooding is there. I want you to pick those, and I, or somebody's got to take them and give me a, so that I can make my 4 or 5 a day.
What we're doing is doing it on a weekly input basis, and Dave Parker's monitoring it with a two from each first input kind of thing. So we get a lot of people thinking about phone calls instead of just a few. And then
for the one that I was thinking
of, it would be very, I should all sort out.
It'd be very, very good though. This is one very good way to, one without a congressman on the ass, and the other is to have the administration people on the ass. And those are the two I really think are the most important. On the administration people, what has to be done here is that John Ehrlich ought to do. You better go. Just make a list for the captain. You know, which ones he's seen. Right? Why? Because I sometimes wake up and I'll think of something. Well, I'll call that call, or I haven't heard this call, or get the captain group. I think you should add the good ones before Billy Graham time to time. It's very useful.
Well, I like to meet with a group.
All right, and you know, I'll have right. Prefers to be sure to keep in touch,
right?
Another one is the
same way. I think it's
scouting.
Good thought, scouting.
Relatively useful. There in New York, you know what I mean? He's, now will be more useful than he's in.
Focus. What you do if you love them right, and that's really what you got to do is guy that looks at a given goal in his, from a different perspective.
I see. I think at some point it might be worth talking to maybe with you, or I don't know, maybe you just sit down and say, all right, here's some thoughts. Like earlier, I may think, well, we want to be, again, sort of talks about the quality, but I want you to go back and read that one. I recall it. He was the only logical one I've seen yet. Talk in terms of the individual, and in terms of the program, in terms of, you know, that sort of thing. That's damn good analysis. I never talked to him. Does he talk well, or is he like some people, right? Price is another good one. There's a guy that participates. Price participates well in the community. Very well. Should be in a Buchanan is not a good person. He's just good. And one hope.
Yeah. He's mature. He's fairly young. But he's
a philosophical bent.
Yeah, he's articulate.
That's what I like to
try to remember. I've not really been in a session with him where he's had a chance to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it does as well. And there's no point in sitting and talking to him. There's no gain. You know, throw him a problem and tell him to write a memo. He gets it back in 10 minutes. It's
great.
Brilliant. It's just as well talking as it does writing.
They got it.
If you can understand, he talks so fast.
Yeah. But he's good. Very good. And he likes to talk because he loves it. Ray would be good. Ehrlich would be good. I don't think Hamilton is good at that, but
he's sort
of. So also, he, as we have learned, he is not much on CR. A very useful group to have. Try Gannon, though, before you bring him into it.
Right.
Paul made the point that I made to Ehrlich on occasion that very nice the government, despite what Congress wants to do, which is all good. Reform, which we've talked about, you know, this word stands, and issue. Not most people see it in terms of how it affects them personally. Reorganization. Didn't help. On the other hand, maybe when you get to the quality of life, leisure, environment. Right. Now there's one that we have down to the lower level of magnitude at the present time. Yet every poll we see indicates it's still with very high concerns or not. Right. It is not, well, I must do it from time to time. Yeah. Hi, Bill. One thing I think we probably need, or maybe you're working on, is the follow-up that may come from Schultz's meeting with Joyner. We don't want to escalate this into a whole fight or anything like that, not at this point. But so would you give us some thought? I mean, I don't understand that. Yeah, right. There's no, it just basically get me, I'm not trying to answer those to something I can say positively because it's helpful. I answer them, so. Yeah. get along with everybody. And the fact that we have, that it isn't us, it's not a candy. You know, I noticed this in December, so, well, why can't this be like candy? Well, it can't be because they won't let us. Or it can't be like Eisenhower, it can't be because the times have changed. I don't know. Well, that's a calculated decision. You could go, if you decide you want to do nothing, and just be nice.
Yeah.
And say, well, gee, that Paul is forgiven. So we can avoid big confrontation, but where the hell would you be when it was all done?
Well, you say, for example, if you take just one extreme, you take the Amazon thing down, and your Amazon to satisfy the person, set the country in an uproar. Absolute uproar. If you think for 1 minute, anybody for 1 minute, I know the crisis at our resident, Amnesty, the hardline Amnesty is wrong. But let me tell you,
basically all that.
So you signed the water pollution bill for another $8 billion. You signed all the other things. You didn't fight for you left the Congress going, saying, where the hell are you then? Raise the budget, you'd have to come in with a tax increase.
Correct.
And how popular would it be as high tax things?
Which is exactly the crap we're trying to get.
Oh, sure. Tax increase, and then sure as hell would have been your tax increase.
That would be there.
Second, you gotta keep on that, though. No sense in that.
We can stand veto.
No, that we can make the high tax be there, if you go for it, if there's a tax.
Oh!
They'll still find a way, there'll still be an extra tax increase.
That's why we have to fight. That's why every veto has to go to city again and again and again. We'll win that. We'll win that. Because they will give us the tools to win it with.
How the hell are you going to get along with a partisan Democratic Congress? What way is there? You can't get along with that left. You get along with the responsible partisan Democratic Congress. But actually, we do jump to that in a great party. Partisan town.
Well, get 20 spots for a chip.
He doesn't really feel that thing, in my opinion.
Jeff Bird, Marty Martin.
I guess he figures both sides on that.
Smart one, getting sweet for him.
What's that one? What is Denson? It was on television in Sweden.
Oh.
I don't know whether he was in Sweden or whether he did it for Swedish television from here or somewhere else. But it was on Swedish television.
And we're in that situation where we've got to play our game very, very shrewdly. Not to the point of view that we have to back on that. I'm in terms of that.
Smile. Very sharp stiletto. Going out like to the legislature and that kind of thing. A little bit of that, I think, does.
Yeah.
And then, interestingly enough, the trigger picks up simply because of a few people. And it kind of got a feel from it. I think makes that helps national movement in the sense that people look.
Yeah.
Who was it was analyzing the fact that all of the American people have that. For the first time in a long, long time, there's no former president. And a former president was always sort of a father figure in and on screens in the background that was there to look to beyond the man that was in the White House, too. And now there is no one. And that there's no question that the country eats up what they perceive to be the president's tone, sort of. Well, not the tone. And I think you can overdo that. I don't think our people should be talking about.
I think
the little things you do take care of it all by itself, and you sense what you do and when to do it. And there are times, times not.
Sometimes you do it right, sometimes you don't.
Right.
Actually came back very conciliatory.
stung by the criticism.
Yeah. Which you agree?
By earlier reports, Nixon made it
conscious
effort to placate the press. In a striking conciliatory, striking shift to a conciliatory attitude.
That doesn't mean that you're not
concerned by the battle ahead with the Congress and trying to woo back some of the unfriendly press or something. You know, that's.
How much do you like that?
Not very good.
But it matters a lot.
No, I don't think it does. That. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
As long as you've got television, as long as you're on. That's why they couldn't say you were angry at the other one, because you weren't. When you saw you on television, you weren't angry.
Well,
they said it, but it doesn't do any good.
It's like they're rather pathetic attempts. They feel that this was programmed. Well, same kind of people saw it. They said, well, I saw him, I seen that bomb.
And he meant it. He was from the heart.
Can't say he's been programmed. You know, particularly when half the nation is crying. And you say, look, you were taken in by a guy that's been out there 7.5 years in prison. And life or death, just because the New York Times wants to say, God damn America. And then they maliciously malign a man who has suffered enough when he says, God bless America.
Yeah.
And you could write a vicious editorial on the other way, couldn't you?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's to see the Times doesn't want it. They don't like God bless America. Do they? The Feinstein, however, is important in terms of the vetoes and the rest. Now and then I can read those, which I might. President's got to read them more carefully than the show. I think it would be very useful in this case. I think it would be very useful to get Harlow's judgment on the tone. You understand? I have a deliberate, but there are certain words that sometimes are used by which unnecessarily infuriate Congress. See, you don't use those words. And one of the last people you've got to sign this before midnight.
Fine.
I just want to say, head of a feral.
Yeah.
Much different from him, you know, he's, well, actually, you know, he's honestly in a very, he doesn't look like Nasser, but Nasser had a fine, fine head, fine man. A very good face, which really important.
I must say, I, of course, I happen to be in the meetings. These guys are a decent gentleman, so I contact. How long have you spent in the next year?
Well, I spent yesterday, we just had a good
job
yesterday, yeah, about 4. By the 28th and 15th days. So, that's the way it's not going. just went on for a while. I must say, he had very well. He was not emotional. He didn't give us the old habit. The procedure tended to be where the possible practice would be this day and we.
Thank you.
that they still say, but they have, like, I talked to a guy back there, I said, let me tell you what I think the president had in mind. He has concerns with security, he's very serious, he's right about that. The other hand, you did that, was obviously very understandable. So, the three sovereignty over the territory can do that, and three to some, perhaps even unreasonable security that, but it's an activity, and then it's restored. We have problems with that, and then it's the first time, granted, Mexico, and the last people of all, the Egyptians have to face it, and go on without saying, cut the ends of the treatment, and that's the temperatures. We have two things going, an interim settlement and direct negotiation between the Arabs and the Israelis, and it will look like it, and it will be a tremendous boost. Then we could, if I visualize this by next year, about this time, since it's February, we might have the Egyptian part done. And probably the Jordanian part, I'm seeing the same tomorrow. And then we see the
back. Oh, yes.
But he just
never left.
What the hell are you talking about? About this, I'm going to get a deal. Yeah, now that we are involved, I think if we could get just a deal. This is how I visualize now how this process might work.
Right. Right. Right.
As for the first time, I mean, both parties are making an exchange. And it's not as easy.
We're working, actually, now.
On the other hand, we have more assets than we can put out there. And the threat to cut off aid to Israel is, when we do it,
it's not going
to happen. One point is going to create an uproar on the other. If it then leads,
right.
If it leads to an attack, but that one we have to play.
I know. We have very few assets there.
No, but we could get, I think, we could get responsible members of the Jewish community and turn them around against Israel. Or a dance all the states that every Jewish around the country has.
We'll have a nice deal under the council. The time when you sit here on the 26th of February. You know, I thought the ground down the same time I did something this morning. I'm going to summon the basic. Now that
I have to.
So I don't know whether this is a magnet or you have to read something, but pay no attention to Earl's account. And it's just right out of it's just silly stuff. And my thought was this. You know, it was a serious thing about succeeding in any area. But the same jealousy among people who play on small campuses. Okay. Well, they're right, but the Europeans want to say that we have to handle the Russian thing now. Or that the Vietnam thing now. What the hell are they talking about there? Well, that whole, here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to justify themselves for criticizing the bombings. Well, I believe that wasn't necessary because it's settled on. Oh, shit. Tell you, those POWs all know, don't they? You know, I figured the New York Times is really kind of bad. They're going to think about the editorial. They have to be starting to suffer so much. Attacking their integrity, saying that they shipped and saluted and they were, and they all parroted their line that was given. Right, and then, of course, they realize that three quarters of the nation cried and so those guys come on with what they said. Times and the credibility gap beyond belief. It's a discursion about that. And they talk about the POWs and their press conferences.
Murder. So good.
You see it?
I read it.
But you see, this is part of the thing that. Can I ask you about one other thing, one more positive side? Can you get George Bundy and these people, you know, we've got to get the devil is necessary.
I'll get them.
I'd like to get Bundy and Lodge, you know, get people
in there. I'll get them.
Scranton, throw in there.
I'll get them.
Will you do it?
Yeah.
You think they will do it?
Oh, yeah.
They're both going to do it. I'm going to hit it hard tomorrow, you know, and ask them. I will.
That's what the New York Times came out against the Soviet gas can. Today, editorial.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that. I'll see that in the next one. Trying to get them on what ground?
Economic ground. It's investing much money in the Soviet Union.
That's that. What do you think is motivating? That's Johnny Oates. What the Christ is he against that for? They've been pro-Soviet up to this time. Now they're turning pro-Chinese.
Wait,
or do they know? You're talking.
No, they're not turning pro-Chinese. They have to destroy. That it is killing them, Mr. President. Everything you have done, everything that Kennedy pretended to do, you've done. They'd be pissing on you. They were really
smart.
If they were really smart, they'd join you, because after all, you're not running in 76.
And I'm going to be here.
Tests still go on, right? What the Christ? What the hell are people screaming about?
what good does it do?
Only those, you know, that's a phony issue.
Total phony issue. It's like the SST giving you cancer.
You've been voted radioactivity back from New York to death.
Why, sure, of course, of course. But we all know the test ban was a great, great goddamn bunch of malarkey. It meant nothing to us, really, so.
Well, that's killing them. But still, I think the total impact of it is.
But I think it's really something kind of. The dividend that we have had in our field up is something we didn't expect, and I shouldn't. And the best indication that we didn't plan is that we didn't expect it. Frankly, if we tried the program, it would never come out this way. That was the greatest.
I was a little lucky to see. I was one. I thought.
I don't know if I do
come off the airplane and say,
thank God we're out of here, and we should have been out earlier. We are glad we're out now, but we should have been out earlier. Listen to what they say. They all know, as old Morris said, they clap when the bomb that started. And I'll tell you that story, get out, of course, after it's over, which is all right. After they all out,
oh, yeah.
Morris
does the bombing. I mean,
everyone. What we went through, though, the horrible end of the bad meeting, everybody was against the Star, Chicago Tribune. We didn't have hardly paper witness on that. But Henry, after all that, the preachers, all the people in Morris were screaming to him about it.
Killing us.
Just before you went back. And then on the 9th of January, you broke it. God Almighty, now, this is a historical achievement of enormous proportions.
And now,
of course, we don't want, certainly, of course, we don't do a whole land. I suppose these bastards are, they may be insane enough to try to hold those people up.
Now, let me say, if they do, I will bomb. Believe me, I'm not going to horse around. I'll get 48 hours.
I'll say 48 hours, those lists are going to come in, or we will resume military activities.
I think that's what you'd have to do.
Don't you agree?
Yes, but I don't think that's going to
happen. Did you notice that rather remarkable picture of the movie this morning?
Well, I'd have been
stopped. I couldn't believe it. And then they may get work.
I think it's going to work.
Killing each other.
They get us to
Cambodia.
Well, the Cambodia has essentially slowed down.
And it's sunk.
Almost completely.
How many times have you been, has the continent been 13 miles from Phnom Penh?
Jesus. Well, now Cambodia is still going up. And Cambodia is a messy affair.
Well, there, well, we don't give a damn about a coalition. That's because that's something that the Cambodians fighting for, that's something they have to reach for them.
But I do think the fighting stuff is a lot of it, and I can see what they do.
This protest comes to what kind of a challenge you need to make, but of course, implying it's fighting friendly, like everybody's saying. I know. Well, I just get back to my work.
I'll
go to the rest.
I'll write that thing up for you.
But don't hurry. You see, I got tomorrow. See,
what time is your press conference?
Oh, wait a minute. At bar 11 o'clock. I'll get that out of the way. But I guess I should. Don't. I'd rather have you write me up a brief talking paper for Golda, because that is a very important point.
That you can.
Based on. And then this can come later, see?
Okay.
So, and then you and I should have a talk. You will. Now, you'll sit in on that meeting.
Absolutely.
And then I think what I should do is that's what I'm going to suggest, that you go ahead there and hurry. Blair House?
Yes.
My point is, I'm going to tell her now, look, I want you to have some talks here in private. And you go over and see her. And then, as I would prefer to have, I've got to have probably an hour with her. Probably an hour and a half, I guess. But I should have an hour and a half. Then I should say, now it's up to you. Is that enough for the time for me to do?
Oh, yeah,
having her for dinner.
But she wants to